This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We've been talking all about the joint address to Congress, and I feel like I could probably talk another hour about it, but at this point, I just, okay, maybe there are people tuning in for the first time in the 2 o'clock hour and they haven't heard us discuss it, but boy, it's being talked quite a bit about. I think it's interesting to look at the Democrats' reaction. We haven't, as a show here, talked as much about how the Democrats behaved last night. I mean, those are all choices that they made. The Democrats weren't put in a tight spot, and it was unfortunate. Those were choices.
Right. So I tuned into the speech about 15 minutes in, and then I saw almost the rest of the
Did you see
whole
Al Green get bounced?
Yeah, I tuned in before that. But right when I turned it on, and I was watching on something that I didn't even know existed called Fox Raw. It was like C-SPAN, but Fox. And it was, you know, there's no commentary. They're just
Sounds
playing.
Like a Bobby Kennedy initiative.
Right. T-Bone with
Brought
Bob
to you
Kennedy.
By Raw Milk and Beef Tello.
So anyway, I tuned in, and the minute I turned that thing on, all I heard was yelling. And I was like, is this what the first 15 minutes of this speech has been like? I mean, it was just constant yelling. And it lasted for 2 or 3 minutes before the Al Green thing became a thing. Although he was kind of cheerleading it, I think. So I didn't know if the whole speech before that had been
leading
that.
Leading up to that point,
raucous?
It was ruckus.
Was
and,
it?
And then Mike Johnson stood up and started saying... he asked for order in the House, and there was no order. And then he said, if order is not to be established, I will invoke the Sergeant of Arms. And then order wasn't established, and he's like, take him away.
Yeah. Well, I saw J.D. Vance standing behind him, too, going,
Give him the thumb to the back. Get out of here. Well, you know, it's always fun to watch the Democrats react to their own disaster here. And here's a tweet from United States Senator John Fetterman. A sad cavalcade of cell phones and unhinged petulance. It only makes Trump look more presidential and restrained. We're becoming the metaphorical car alarms that nobody pays attention to, and it may not be the winning message.
My gosh.
And he's citing Politico, the headline, Giving Bingo. Democrats' silent protest again against Trump falls flat. Oh, jeez. Usually when I think I shouldn't say it, I just shouldn't say it.
But then I'm here to encourage you. Go ahead.
Let me pass you a note.
You want to pass me a note in class?
And then you can say what you're thinking.
Okay. Usually the notes would say something like, do you like Stacey?
Check yes or no.
So let me know if that's what's coming here. Because
so,
the answer is no.
I don't want to say this. I want you to say this, and I want you to get the backlash.
Okay. Okay. Here, I'll come get it. You almost done?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you gonna throw it to me?
Halfway. Okay. Make you do a little work. I mean, this is not what I think or anything. It's just... Ryan, how do you feel about what's going on? Why are they acting like this?
Quote.
No, hey, what are you talking about?
I mean, sorry.
No.
This is my own original thought. It's the women in the party that are ruining it.
Brad, that's a terrible thing to say.
Oh my
gosh. Here, now you can read my note.
Oh, that was Brad's?
Yeah, he
Brad
nailed it.
Wow, Brad. The women were wearing the protest uniforms.
Think about it, though, for a second. In the Democrat Party, what's the worst thing you can be?
White male dude.
Correct. Who are the white...
Adam Schiff.
Who are the white men leading the Democrat Party right now?
Adam Schiff. Chuck Schumer. I guess Fetterman, but
when
he's not
think,
really leading
when
them.
You think... No, he's criticizing them.
Yeah.
When you think about what you saw last night, it's all the women. And they're all acting with this petulance. And I hate to say it, which is why I won't, but I'll quote Brad. It's like when you're in a relationship with a woman and she is not... She's in a mood. And you do things so that you don't get the blowback of the mood. You don't believe in it. You just know what's best for yourself. It's what they know. But it's not working anymore. Because Donald Trump don't care at all. He's like, wow, you're really in a mood today. Is it that time?
Brad, you've never been more right.
Do you need... I mean, it's the women, the great, great, great irony of the Democrat Party exemplifying the worst part of womanhood when they won't even acknowledge what a woman is. They're just moody and mad and they're taking it out on you. That's the Democrat Party.
Those were the loudest voices last night, and I mean that metaphorically because I think they were also just maybe the loudest voices.
The shrill.
But I mean, Al Green was a part of that too. It wasn't just that the women were wearing these like protest suits like they did before. We talked about this. Remember? We said, I bet they wear something.
Of course they will. They always do.
And they did. And the problem is that it's so predictable at this point. And if it were Trump 1.0, there was a lot of energy. Oh, he didn't win the popular vote. He barely squeaked this. This is an accident. This is an American accident. But now we've been through not only a full term with him, we've been through a full term where he wasn't the president. And America decided overwhelmingly, speaking today's poll.
I was just going to say, what would you call that?
A mandate. To elect him again.
What if it was a woman date?
He's there because everybody saw both sides very clearly.
People made a choice.
And decided, I think we want to go this way. And to stand up that just ridiculously against it. It's not just the State of the Union. It's the screaming. It's the pulling your hair out. We get it. You don't like him. You don't like the policies. He makes you feel a certain way.
But the whole thing is like, what are you going to do about it?
But
and
you're
that's
not
my
doing
point.
Anything.
The Democrat Party right now is a bunch of women who are in a mood and their husband is tiptoeing around them right now so that they stay out of trouble. But that doesn't solve any problems.
It just
actually gets worse.
America is realizing that. And maybe last night was that they were realizing in real time, oh, it's not just the random people on TikTok. It's not just these weirdos that get lifted up by, you know, conservative media. It's actual Congress. These are the leaders of the party. These are supposed to be the thought leaders, and that's the best they've got.
They don't have any thoughts. They don't have any thoughts. There's nothing that they're offering that's an alternative. It's what I was kind of talking with our earlier guests. We had Dorie Murdoch on and Kaylee McEnany in the 12 o'clock hour. But when you don't like what Trump is doing or you don't like where he's heading and you say, well, what's the alternative? The alternative is just to hate Trump more and lock arms in your hatred for Donald Trump. And at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, together you hate Donald Trump and then you have to do it again tomorrow. That sounds awful. I'm not interested in participating in that at all. It's not a solution. And I don't even want to talk about it too much because I don't want them to change their focus. This is a good strategy for the Republicans, the way the Democrats are behaving right now. And Fetterman, I guess to the extent that we're quoting him on here, he's absolutely right when he's saying we become the metaphorical car alarms that nobody pays attention to. What is a car alarm that just goes off? It's annoying.
Yeah, nobody pays it. Everybody looks to it to make sure somebody's dealing with it. Not that they care. There's nobody going, oh, this one needs to check that out. They're going, oh, great.
Yeah.
Somebody's pocket just hit real
You probably
hard.
Know which driveway has the alarm that's going off again, and you understand the note, the tone of it, and it's just annoying.
I wake
Nobody
up,
runs to give it attention.
No. In fact, people go, oh, God, here we go again. This morning I woke up and of course was looking at X.
You were on my mind.
And I was thinking of you guys, my friends.
You talking to the listeners?
Yeah. Anybody who's listening right now? It's you and me. Just
weird.
Talking to you.
That's weird.
You and me in the car. I was looking at some of the influencers and just kind of seeing what the left influencers were saying. And they were just outraged as usual. But one of them, who I really love looking at, is John Cusack. Man, that guy is way far left.
See, that's the exact type of thing I don't want in my feed.
Oh,
I'm like,
I love reading John Cusack.
Your mood does not improve my mood.
Because he and his reaction this morning, and has been for, you know, 3 weeks, is, well, I know that last night they yelled loud, but they should have yelled louder.
Exactly.
That was where we messed up. We didn't yell loud enough long enough.
Hopefully the Democrats, with their next billion-dollar presidential campaign, use John Cusack as an advisor.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Have him be your consultant.
There is no solution.
Imagine Kamala Harris at that podium last night delivering her...
No, I can't do that.
Imagine it.
No.
Well, every single point and policy direction that Donald Trump has taken, we would have sprinted in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
It would be hopeless.
And we would have seen that a lot of her campaign promises, conversely, because Trump is following through on everything. All of Kamala's campaign promises were just lies. She wasn't going to secure the border. She wasn't going to build the wall.
No, clearly. That's for certain. Thank you, Jesus, for Donald Trump. I mean, I am thankful for Donald Trump. And last night he didn't. I said this. I think I said it either Monday or towards the end of last week. But usually, in my opinion, State of the Union Trump is the best Trump. He has had some very statesman-like performances, if you will, at this event. And last night was the most comfortable. I didn't, you know, when Kamala Harris would talk, when Joe Biden would talk, last night, one of my children, not to be named, the oldest, he goes, hey, is this a speech that the last guy was all hyped up for last time? And I'm like, what? He goes, was it Biden? Wasn't he like super on something? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
We didn't even talk about that.
No. No, we didn't.
That we got done with that speech, and our we were joking about it, but we all went, yeah, he did it. He gave a speech.
Yeah, but it was like on speed or something. Yeah.
It was the best version of Biden, for sure.
Well, it was like they took him, and they're like, oh, let's dial him up to 8, and someone tripped him, like, how about 12?
Yeah.
And then he just did the whole thing in hyperspeed. It's so good to be back. It's so good to be here in this moment right now. And I want to enjoy it because we've earned the ability to sit here and enjoy it. But also to hold our representatives in government accountable to continue to fight for what has been voted for, what has been, if you ask me, mandated to Donald Trump. Our YouTube live chat poll for today is... Does President Trump have a mandate from the American people? Yes or no? Apparently, Representative Green was yelling, telling him he didn't have a mandate. That was what Green was saying while he was
raising Cain.
Raising Cain.
Yep. Yeah. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll and let us know what you think. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. We've talked a lot today about the speech. If you've missed it, all of our show is on a podcast. And podcasts, I don't need to explain to you where you can get podcasts from. And I think we live in a time where if you weren't sure, you would just Google it. But I would encourage you to go to the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and you can check out everything 97.1 there or AnnieFryShow.com/podcast if you want to listen to a playlist of something you might have missed. You want to have a little fun this time around instead of talking more about how bad the Democrats behaved yesterday?
I think we should probably complain just a little bit longer.
Okay, you can go ahead. What do you want to complain about?
I thought that the Democrats' behavior was just atrocious.
Ooh, interesting take.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the State of the Union last night?
No, it was the joint address to Congress.
Oh, that's right. I turned on State of the Union, and I think I was watching it from his first term.
You might have watched the wrong thing.
I think I did. I thought he kept saying a lot about...
On second hand, the Democrats behaved wonderfully.
Yeah, no, it was the same.
They kept standing and clapping all the time, and Joe Biden was there.
Yeah, why was Joe Biden at the State of the Union last night?
People are sharing old person habits they've adopted that have made life so much better. Old person is in quotations.
Old person could mean whatever the beholder chooses.
Yeah, the author's name is Hannah, so just take that for what it is.
Okay.
Hannah's listening right now going, hey.
Hey. And, hey. But you know what? But if her name was Donna, you'd say, well, she's probably a little older.
Donna's out there right now also offended. Hannah's and Donna's alike.
There are no babies born being named Donna right now.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
I wonder what the average age of the Donna is.
That's my point.
Lap blankets. They said I got a heated blanket last year for Christmas for myself. And it's amazing. I don't have to switch out the blankets by which one is warmer. I can set the blanket to whatever heat level is right and I'll be toasty. I will say that with age, the quality of blanket that I use gets elevated. Because when you're young and you're broke, you just use whatever is a layer.
Mm-hmm. He's used the pelt of a buffalo.
Might be a towel.
Yep.
Beach towel.
I hate to say this, but I still like sleeping on a towel.
Excuse me, what?
I like covering my pillow with a towel and laying my head on that pillow, on that surface. It just feels kind of like it itches you a little bit. Oh, man. I forget to do it, but man, when I do, it's great. I don't go to bed with wet hair a lot, but when I do.
You don't have hair.
It's down here, I do.
No, you
it's
don't.
Not on top.
But when I do?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's great. I can't believe I'm the only one who likes sleeping on a towel.
You just said that you like it so much that you forget to do it.
I forget to do it because I don't shower at night a lot. And that's when I remember.
Do you shower in the morning?
Yeah.
I was just checking.
Shower in the morning. I shower middays.
Number two, taking off my shoes at the door and stepping straight into my slippers. You got slippers?
I have slippers. I don't ever wear slippers.
You got a robe.
I do have a robe.
Do you use that robe I gave you?
I have worn the robe many times, especially over Christmas break. I was wearing it all the time.
Like, because it was convenient and comfy and cozy?
And I was
or
just
because
home. Yeah. I was home more.
Like a house coat?
Yeah. You know what's great is it's real heavy, that mm-hmm. house coat you got me, or whatever it's called, the robe.
It's a robe.
But it kind of dries you, too, so you could take a bath and legitimately step into that thing, and that's all you needed.
It was a robe from the Tower of Terror in Hollywood Studios, because Ryan's a big... Ryan is a big Twilight Zone fan. Big Hollywood Studios fan.
I am that, too.
Did you have a robe?
I don't think so.
Have you ever had a robe?
I don't know.
Are you kind of new to the robe game?
Yeah, I'm new to the robe game.
And you're buying in?
Yeah.
You need some nice, like, embroidered slippers. I was going to say embezzled.
That's nice embezzled
different.
Slippers?
That's different. I mean, do whatever you can.
Embezzle some.
You know where I got these slippers? Bob Menendez. Yeah, that's right.
You're just looking for
solid
gold bars.
Gold.
And you know where he got them? Egypt.
Egyptian slippers. Sounds nice. You can probably get those from the pillow guy. So do you have slippers?
I do. I just don't wear them.
Why not?
I don't know.
Are they slip-on? Are they loafers? What are they?
What's the difference between loafers and slip-ons?
I can't have the rest of this conversation with you. You are disqualified. Brad, are you a slipper guy?
No. No.
Do you judge slipper people?
A little bit.
Do you judge slipper men?
It's just a little bit extra work.
It is. It's another step, and I'm not that uncomfortable.
Yeah, just step out of your shoes, and you're done.
Exactly.
But slippers are so comfortable.
Yeah, but so is not wearing anything around the house.
I don't know that they are.
You wouldn't. You're not a slipper guy.
No, I've tried them, didn't like them.
You did try them?
Mm-hmm.
When? Yeah. When you were four and they were Superman?
No, whenever I lost a bunch of weight, my feet and hands would get really cold. And so I got some slippers because I didn't want my feet getting cold. And I would wear them. And then I'm like, this just isn't worth it.
See, that's an emotional story about when you lost weight. For me, I tried to use slippers after I found out that I had cystic fibrosis. And
you're making a CF joke that nobody can laugh at. I'm calling you out. Not for the CF, but for you being you.
It was a tough time in my life.
My heart goes out to you.
And the slippers did not ease my emotional pain.
Oh my God.
So I don't wear them.
That's all you. I got nothing to do with it.
I painted you into a corner.
No, you didn't. I'm calling you out.
I like it.
I'm calling you out.
I like where I've put you.
Number three, not caring about my looks or body image. Do you feel like you care less about your presentation, your physical self presentation now in your 50s, Ryan, than you did earlier in your life?
I think I care a little more, actually, because I have to. Back then, I was just so hot. And just naturally. You know, you just wake up and you just kind of shake your head. And then you're ready to go. Put on your overalls. But just overalls. No shirt under them.
What are you talking about?
And you're just you're just ready for work, you know? Now.
What, on the farm?
No. It was
tossing
stylish.
Hay bales?
Chopping wood. You
that's
know,
what I worked for.
Have you ever worn overalls in your life?
That's the only thing I wore when I worked at Joy FM. It was just overalls, no shirt under them.
He did it for the calendar.
Why don't you work there anymore? You're going to get in trouble. But it was just Ryan in the calendar. It was every month. Can we make that for the show?
You just walk up and hand it out to people. It wasn't even official.
Hey, you check out my calendar.
Then he came here and we're like, yeah, we'll hire anybody.
We took all the photos on the same day. It's all my overall. That's my overall day. But different times of day, though. You can tell this one's early. That's about dusk. I'm just kind of looking into the camera. Other times I'm looking off the camera. Every month's different.
My mascara in my eyes.
But that was then. Now that I'm older, I feel like I got to focus more on my clothing. That's why you see me wear, you know, all these nice shirts. You don't really see my bottoms very much. But
Thank goodness.
But I walk in half the time now, and Annie's like, that's a nice blouse. I'm like, thank you. I don't call it that. That's what we call it on the male side.
You totally wear slippers.
Slippers are an extra step. Here's another question. Do you wear pajamas when you get home? Like, do you like, I got to get into the comfy clothes? Are you okay wearing this?
If I'm not going out, I'm getting in comfy clothes, bra off, watch off. Where I can clean, I can do whatever at home, but that is like, I'm getting into comfort zone quickly. Which brings me to, I'm going to skip a few here, but number 7 is comfy pants, comfy shoes. Life's too short for uncomfortable pants and shoes.
No, I agree, but I'm not uncomfortable in the clothes I'm wearing. Do you change when you go home?
I do. Yeah, man, I throw the sweatpants on.
My wife cannot believe that when I go home, I'm not like off with the jeans, on with the sweatpants. I'm wearing this all day.
She has to dress professionally.
Yes.
So she probably, unlike
when we first got
other
married,
people.
Yeah, this is the overalls.
Might be in the house.
She was like, I can't believe you just keep wearing those overalls. I'm like, oh, I'm hot and I got to swing this hammer. I cut that wood.
You mean an axe?
No. Back then, we were so poor, we had to burn wood just to stay alive. And also, we had no tools.
I just used
a hammer to cut all the wood.
Ignoring the clock, eating when I'm hungry, sleeping when I'm tired. Oh, the days when I can just sleep when I'm tired.
Yeah.
If I could sleep when I was tired, I probably wouldn't be tired.
Yeah, it would make sense. You would stop being tired because
like
you would have slept.
Normal people times. I wonder how long it takes people who are retirees to adjust to not having a schedule. I bet you still wake up when... I wonder if that's the best feeling when you retire. And if you always got up at 6 a.m., you probably still wake up at 6 a.m., but then you're like, I can just lay here and do nothing. Is it frustrating that you don't sleep past 6 a.m.? Or is it like Christmas morning, every morning when you wake up at 6 a.m. and you go, I don't have to go to work today? That might
know.
Be lovely.
I don't know the answer to that. Never lived that life.
Number 5, moderate breakfast, moderate lunch, and light dinner for better sleep.
What? No.
You're not looking forward to that.
This is the opposite of what I want to do.
Yeah. I want to gorge myself every time I have an opportunity.
I enjoy spending time in a peaceful and quiet home instead of partying. I much, much, much prefer still at home.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm ashamed of that. Like when we get a date night, my wife and I, a lot of times we just go shopping and then we come home and then we watch something. It's not a great date, but it also is a great date. We're not doing anything. And we don't have to worry about kids screaming or getting anybody anywhere. We're just alone.
All weekend errands are done before noon to beat the crowds. If I can't get there before then, I'll wait. I don't know what that's like.
Say that again?
These are, again, habits of old people, in their quotes, that younger people are adopting. Weekend errands are done before noon to beat the crowds. If I can't get there before then, I'll wait. So trying to get your errands done, get up, get going, get it done so you don't have to be there during the hustle and bustle of the afternoon.
I get the lifestyle choice to do that. I think the worst crowds are at 10, 10:30, though. So getting it done before noon, I don't think that beats the crowds.
Who does most of the errands in your house? Or is it split?
It's pretty split, and it depends on the day. But grocery shopping and running to get little things, that's me.
Going to eat at a nice restaurant at the reasonable, non-busy hour of 4:30 p.m.
Actually, that's pretty fun. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Why?
Because it's not busy.
14. This is, again, habits of elderly people, old people, that younger people are adopting. Number 14, I turn the closed captioning on anything I watch on TV. That is like a young person thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that they're so used to watching videos on their devices without having the sound on that they're just used to having closed caption on. Are you a closed caption person?
No. Well, on a device, yes, because I don't want to listen to it. But if I'm watching TV, I'm watching a movie or a TV show, I hate subtitles because then I watch that instead of watching the movie.
Uh-huh.
It drives me crazy watching things with subtitles. If the sound's on, if it's off, and you just have it on, that's different.
We turned them on halfway through our last, like this, was it maybe like October when we started watching Harry Potter, the series for the first time ever. our family had not watched it. We watched all the way through. We got halfway through and the subtitles were on because my kids watch subtitles, and it made it so much easier to understand. There's a lot of things in Harry Potter that we were like, what? So then we went back and we watched it again, and we watched the subtitles the whole time. And I was glad we did it. I understood the movie more.
Well, okay. If you're getting lost in dialogue.
Number 15, abiding by the idea that there's always room for ice cream. At least according to my grandparents. Both sets of my grandparents. Ice cream at the ready.
Yeah,
like a Prairie Farms carton of Neapolitan.
Oh, you mean at home.
I mean, there would be dairy. I remember going with my dad's parents. They were big Dairy Queen people. I'm going to call my husband out here. We were at a basketball game in Raymond, Illinois last week, and we had a car full of girls who went to watch this basketball game with us. And on the way home, we got Dairy Queen ice cream. And he ordered a peanut butter parfait. And I go, okay, old man. that's like the oldest man Dairy Queen dessert I think you can get. And he felt judged, but he didn't change his order.
Is a banana split in that category?
That sounds more like a kid thing. Just
no,
because,
no, kids don't want the fruit.
To you, I think, Ryan, just because I know you a little bit, that's probably the biggest quantity that you can get of anything on that menu.
I think a large blizzard may, because it's
that's
dense.
Like, that's like
it's a little
fat.
More dense. Yeah, I think the large blizzard is my choice. Well, why not just
get a
full
10-inch
cake
and a fork
on your way home?
A spoon?
Yeah. I just need a little snack.
What size blizzard do you get when you order?
Oh, large every time.
Are you serious, Brad?
Yeah.
What is the small one? The micro? The mini?
Oh, that the one. Micro is like a thimble.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Oh,
like
yeah.
A thimble.
Don't do that.
Whatever the small one
the
is.
The large one is like a popcorn bucket from the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. In fact, sometimes if you bring your own bucket, nah, they don't ever do that. I tried.
I get a small.
Okay.
All right. Carrying ibuprofen?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
never know when you might need it?
Yeah, I hate to say that.
An ibuprofen. Are you a pre-gamer?
Yeah.
Ibuprofen pre-gamer?
Yeah.
That's a moment. When you're like, today's going to be rough. I should take some ibuprofen. You're on the other side of some hill.
The first time I ever heard that term was with you at a theme park.
Pre-gaming?
Pre-gaming the ibuprofen. Yeah.
That's true. Then we walked 30,000 steps and we hadn't slept in 48 hours.
And so, you were like, see?
Did
I'm
it
like,
help?
Yeah, well, you're right. I did pre-game. Yeah.
All right. There's a few more here. Let's take a quick break. We'll get the results to today's YouTube Live Chat poll. And you want to let us know what you think. Does President Trump have a mandate from the American people? Yes or no? You got to get your vote in. Be heard after last night's speech. How are you feeling about it? You can leave your comments there as well. Kenton says, big mandate. Trump won all swing states and made history with overwhelming support from African Americans and Hispanics. This election showed that more than half of the country wanted common sense back. Let us know what you think. We'll be right back. I see trouble come by. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So if y'all watched the speech last night, took a lot of great phone calls in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you for everybody who reached out to us. Those were some really fantastic calls. A lot of first time caller, long time listener. That's always fun to hear.
Yeah. And they were fired up.
Did you ever call in a radio show before you were a radio guy?
I think I called into The Point once or twice when I was a teenager.
What for?
I probably requesting songs.
Real or fake?
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Yes, news.
Oh, just like how we do be or not to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually wanted to do the be or not to be a long time ago and call it real or fake, but anyway, what'd you call into The Point, like to win tickets or something?
I know I've won tickets before. I don't remember. I just remember calling in and thinking it was cool to request songs and see if they played them.
Ethan, did you ever call?
I never called, but I entered into a contest last year.
Real or fake?
No, it was a win Cardinals tickets contest, and I won it. And
oh,
I,
no.
You say last year?
Yeah. And I kind of felt bad because I was like,
did you work there?
Yeah.
Were you eligible to win?
Yeah. Yeah, it was through 101 ESPN. I just kind of happened to be flipping through, and they're like, text this for a chance to win like Cardinals tickets. I was like, eh, why not? It's kind of funny. And then I won. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
There is a story from when I used to work at MS, who is the company that owned 97.1 before we now are owned by Odyssey. And as I recall, the president, I think, of the company of Emmis, WIBC in Indianapolis, news talk station. Emmis's headquarters were in Indianapolis Indianapolis, I think, for quite some time. He called into the competitor's radio station to win a prize, and he won it. He was the president of the main competitor, and it was a boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow.
I think that was Jeff Simoleon, I think.
Like a full, what kind of boat?
I don't want the details to be wrong, but I think it was like a speedboat or something.
If it was an old rowboat, that's one thing.
Well,
somebody's
would a radio
dilapidated
station be giving,
paddle boat.
Would that be happening, Ryan?
My mom?
Maybe.
My mom called in a couple years after they got married and won a trip to Hawaii on the air, on the radio, which is pretty cool.
Why don't we give anything away like that?
Well, we'll tell you off the air. We do. We give away some cool things.
We give ours to NGOs, and they kind of circle back around to the people.
That's not true.
I think Ryan
That's
is
terrible and not accurate. That is a joke about a current situation that is not accurate about this show or station or anybody affiliated with me. If you want to investigate anyone, Ryan Wiggins.
It is something that I would love to try.
Stop! No! There's laws against that. You're a goofball. Stop it.
Ah, I'm just joking.
You've been a little bit silly this hour.
Get a visit from Cash Patel.
Yeah.
FCC. Well, that's one way of getting him on the air.
YouTube live chat poll for today. Does President Trump have a mandate from the American people? Yes or no, Ryan?
Yes, he absolutely does.
Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. If you are looking at the results of the election, and you're seeing how overwhelming the electorate said, we choose you, Donald Trump, there are not really many places at all that you can look where they didn't go, yeah, we'll go Trump. Maybe some places in a smaller margin, but they all went that way.
Yeah.
Donald Trump told us exactly what he wanted to do when he was running for office. He was very open and honest about it. And America chose him. So I say emphatically, yes, he has a mandate. Go do what you said you were going to do. Even if it's complicated, go do it. Ethan, results?
311 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Does President Trump have a mandate from the American people? This one not very close today. 92% say yes, only 8% saying no.
Awesome. Well, I agree with the majority. That's for certain. Mark Reardon, I'm sure, has a lot of thoughts about last night, and you're about to get to listen to him right here on 97.1 FM Talk. The Mark Reardon Show, coming up next.